At the beginning of this pandemic, I was excited. No school, endless Netflix originals, and opportunities to nap at every corner. As time passed, though, I began to feel anxious. Each day moved slower than the last, each day filled with non-stop news coverage and thousands of deaths from disease, natural disasters, and violence. In April, COVID-19 cases in the U.S. dramatically increased. In May, I broke public health protocol. I said F it, got into my car, and drove to my best friend's house. No mask, no social distancing, no precautions. I risked mine and others' health because I just wanted to feel something different. In June, Black Lives Matter protests swept the nation. In July, the spread of COVID-19 began to spike again. In August, I finally made it to Boulder. Each passing month brought on a new life-altering event that shook me to my very core. My emotions went crazy. I was anxious, inspired, depressed, excited, and lonely all at the same time. Nothing felt real. Since I've been in Boulder, I've had the opportunity to add peers on Snapchat, watch people eat cereal during Zoom classes, and do most of my work alone, in my room. Forming any kind of connection with these people is difficult. They're just animated characters on a screen to me. There's something about the 2D image of a person on my laptop screen that just feels hollow. Fake. Originally, I was intending to write about loneliness during the pandemic. However, after conducting interviews and upon personal reflection, I realized that I'm not lonely. Instead, I feel disconnected. While social media and Zoom satisfy my need for social interaction, the conversations I'm having, the people I'm meeting, the things I'm learning, they don't feel authentic. Jada Rodriguez, a freshman studying communication and a self-proclaimed extrovert, says she has felt the same. I feel like that whole Zoom fatigue thing is so real. Like, I just get tired of it, and I don't want to talk to people on Zoom, says Rodriguez. For her, the interactions just aren't the same, describing that having conversations over Zoom is just so much more different. You can't really feed off of each other as much. Rodriguez and I first met through the Multicultural Leadership Scholars Program at CU Boulder. I'd seen her face on Zoom, and while we shared a lot of the same interests, we hadn't had a chance to meet in person until this interview. As we began talking, the scheduled 15 to 20 minute interview soon turned into an hour-long discussion. We spoke about our similar experiences during the pandemic, and the ways that social media allows us to engage in current events, namely, the Black Lives Matter movement. Rodriguez describes how she connected with, and distanced herself from, people based on their social media interactions in response to the Black Lives Matter movement. I mean, it definitely made me feel less connected to some people, says Rodriguez. If you didn't say anything, I was like, okay, no comment. But I went to protests, and I felt like I was having so many meaningful conversations, and people were actually wanting to learn. She continues, at the height of the whole Black Lives Matter movement that happened this summer, that was probably when I felt the most connected during the quarantine, just because so many people were talking to me. While social media offered a way for individuals like myself and Rodriguez to connect with others when discussing racial issues, it has been difficult to form genuine connections with others through Zoom. The need for connection is something that impacts all people, even introverts like Sarah Jameson, a professor of cultural anthropology and gender studies for the College of Media, Communication, and Information, or CMCI, who enjoys her time in solitude. However, there's a fine line between solitude and isolation. Have you ever been in a place where your loneliness takes you to a dark place and you're like, ugh, couple more days in here and it wouldn't be pretty, says Jameson. That's when you do need other people, to pull you out. Similar to myself, Jameson reached the point where she felt the need to leave her house and have an in-person interaction with friends. Honestly, being in my house, at some point, it felt like I need an escape. So I remember finding my one friend in Denver who felt comfortable with me coming down, and I'd just be like, I need to come spend the night. I need to get away, says Jameson. Much like my interview with Rodriguez, my 20-minute interview with Jameson turned into a 2-hour-long conversation. She is one of the few faculty members that I've gotten a chance to have in-depth conversations with, as she is the only professor that I get to see in person every week. Jameson contracted COVID-19 in March and has since developed a high level of antibodies to the virus. These antibodies have given her the confidence to teach all of her classes in person this semester. Yet, she will teach remotely for 2 weeks until the Boulder County Public Health Order ends. On Monday, September 21st, Chancellor Philip DiStefano announced that all undergraduate, graduate, and law classes will be taught remotely for a minimum of 2 weeks beginning on September 23rd during the student self-quarantine period. 3 days later, on Thursday, DiStefano and Boulder County Public Health announced an additional public health order requiring all local students between the age of 18 and 22 to avoid gatherings of any size. If not, consequences may occur. The shift to remote learning increases the dependence on Zoom for communication and connection, and it's something that impacts faculty members and students alike. A decline in mental health, a separation from the world around us, a breaking point. These are all things that connect Rodriguez, Jameson, and me. There are more than 6,000 CU freshmen living on campus. We imagined making friends at orientation, joining new clubs, and having classes with hundreds of other students. Yet, we still haven't figured out how to talk constructively through Zoom. I'm not lonely. I've become disconnected to the environment that we all find ourselves in. One thing that I do know for sure, though, is that we have to try our best and keep going. It's all we can do at this point.